Thank you for calling in. This is Joe Wilson. How can I help you?
Hey, can I speak with Jerry, please?
All right, okay. And can I have your name, please?
Ashley.
All right.
Thank you so much for the hold. This is Jim Martin from the Wikipedia department. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Perfect. Well, I wanted to introduce myself. I look after the Wikipedia pages, and we do Wikipedia as well. Now, this Joy just informed me about that you wanted to have a Wikipedia page.
No.
I beg your pardon?
No, I don't want a Wikipedia page.
All right.
I'm calling in reference to a refund I should be getting. Why don't you give her a yogurt, buddy?
Hey there, Ashley. This is Jerry Huggenauld.
Hi. So I called earlier about the refund I've been waiting for, I mean, this has been going on for about a year now.
I was the one who talked to you in the email. All right.
I haven't received any emails.
No, no, I'm saying I was the one who was talking to you in the email. My name is Gary Fernandez.
Okay.
Yes.
So, okay. So, what's going on?
All right. Well, I am still looking into it because we're not able to proceed any of the payments through that specific merchant still. And our whole company funders, you know, hold on to it as well. So we're trying to settle that with the bank and with the merchant as well. if they want to go ahead and deduct any of the amount from our side, they can, and the rest of the amount gets over to you on your bank account, on your credit card. As soon as I hear something from them, because the bank and the merchant is having a dispute on that, all right, so that is the reason we're just, you know, hanging in there. And we're just waiting.
Well, I've been hanging in there for months now.
I do understand that, right? It's between the merchant and the bank, and we're just hanging in between, all right? And because we're hanging in between, our clients are hanging in between as well, all right? We're not able to, you know, get the money out or transfer any of the money or anything like that. So that is the only reason. We're still waiting from them so they can just go ahead and let us know what is the condition, what is the thing that they're doing at the moment, and because we're not hearing from them, that is the reason we're not able to provide you with any of the answers as of now. So that is the only reason. I do not want to go ahead and, you know, give you a pain or anything like that. All right, I was just trying to go ahead and, you know, see what we can eat. But because that payment was charged on that specific merchant, all right, and that is the reason we're not able to go ahead and give a refund or anything like that over that. So you can just, you know, give us like a day or two, all right, on my name.
Dude.
All right, so I can.
Like, let's be realistic. I've been waiting.
No.
I've been waiting
they
since
have,
April.
I understand that, Ashley. I understand. And that is, you know, far from being embarrassed right now for us. All right, because of us, you're, you know, going through it. So I apologize for that in advance. I just need a day or two because they told us that they will be replying us back in a day or two, like when will that be refunded and how many of our reviews will be taken care of. All right, because of them, we're just waiting on that. All right, and our money is stuck into that as well.
I know, but you told me this in December.
Yeah, I do. I know. All right, we have been held on by them as well.
And then you told me you were going to call me in a day or two following. Like, basically, you're saying the same exact thing, and then I never heard from you.
I will give you a call myself tomorrow morning, all right, and update you with the situation.
But I need updates because this is money that – this is a lot of money.
I do
understand
that.
And I've been waiting patiently, and this is, again, like, it's the same thing, but –
I understand that. I do appreciate all of your patience that you've shown with us. I do appreciate that all of the negotiation and everything about it, all right? I am not here to go ahead and, you know, give you any kind of false promises. I'm just letting you know everything up front. Like, hey, this is the situation that we're in right now. Okay? I want to be crystal clear with you because I don't want to go ahead and keep on playing games.
Do you have an expected date that all of this stuff should be finished between your bank and the merchant?
Yeah, because the merchant was facing some issues before and it got fixed. All right, one of our team members got it fixed, but now the bank and the merchants are facing some issues. I don't know what they are. They're not letting us know about that. All right, and we're just waiting on their answers. And just because we're waiting on their answers, our customers and our clients are waiting on our answers that we're not able to provide. So, indirectly, we're being the bad guy with you. All right? So that is the
only... It's not even the bad guy. You guys aren't communicating at all. I had to call 3 times today.
So I will give you an update
by tomorrow morning. Just to get this communication. Excuse me?
Well, I'm saying that if you can just give me like a day or two, and I will update you by tomorrow morning. All right, I do understand that you are a really hardworking woman, and I do not want to go ahead and keep your money at all. All right, I'm trying my, you know, everything to go ahead and get this refunded over to your account. All right, I do not want to go ahead and keep it with us. All right, that because that you were not satisfied, whatever the reason was. All right, I just want to go ahead and give it back to you. So if you can just give me a time for tomorrow morning, and I will give you a call myself, and, you know. I'll update you.
I'll be waiting to hear from you. Like, I would really like to
If you could provide me your best contact number again, all right, because it's not showing on our...
702-580-0469.
Got it. All right, okay. I'll just go ahead and give you a call. It's 702-580-0469.
Yes.
Got it, Ashley. I'll just go ahead and give you a call by tomorrow morning. All right. Although, if you're not available, I'll leave you a text as well. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.